Hello and welcome to Student Voice Weekly. I'm Dr. Stuart Gray, founder of Student Voice, and this week's theme is belonging, partnership, and timing. Why the first few weeks matter more than your annual survey cycle. Today, I'd like to talk about a practical trap universities fall into every year. We treat Welcome Week like it is the belonging strategy. Then we treat the NSS, or the end of module survey, like it is the belonging measurement. And in between those two moments, we hope the cohort settles. This week's research is a useful correction. Belonging is not one thing, and it is not fixed by a great set of events in week zero. Main story first. There's a longitudinal study of first-year students looking at what introduction week attendance predicts across the first semester. The key finding is straightforward. Turning up to Welcome Week predicts stronger belonging with other students. It does not do the same for belonging with lecturers. The key thing here is that many institutions talk about belonging as if it is a single dial. This finding says you have at least two dials, peer belonging and staff belonging, and welcome activity mainly turns one of them. And it matters because stronger belonging is associated with lower dropout intention and lower depressive symptoms. So this is not just a nice metric, it links to continuation and well-being. The wrong response is to hear this and say, right, let's make Welcome Week compulsory, or let's add more events. Welcome Week has unequal reach. Some students cannot attend or do not feel it is for them. Commuting, work, caring responsibilities, late arrival, anxiety, cost. If your whole model depends on attendance in a single week, you build gaps early and then you spend the rest of the year trying to close them. And then universities do the second predictable thing: we measure too late. We discover in March that a subset of students did not connect in September. If you only learn from annual surveys, you learn after the cohort has lived the consequences. That is not enhancement, that is reporting. So what should you do practically? First, measure peer belonging and staff belonging separately. Don't rely on a single sense of belonging item and assume you know what it means. Students can feel socially connected and still feel academically anonymous, or they can feel supported by staff and still feel isolated socially. If you don't separate those, you will pick the wrong intervention. Second, build touch points in weeks 2 to 6, not week zero. Weeks 2 to 6 are when the timetable becomes real, the first confusion hits, and early assessment and feedback start shaping confidence. If you want to prevent drift, that is your window. This is also where teaching teams often have signals that central systems miss. In week 3, you can see who is not turning up, who is not engaging, who looks lost. If you don't have a mechanism to capture and act on that early, you are choosing to be late. So the practical implication is not do more Welcome Week. It is build an early semester system, a small number of repeatable checks that identify who is not connecting, and a clear route for what happens next. That links to the second research item this week, a paper arguing for student voice as partnership, not extraction. Extraction is a useful word because it captures what a lot of feedback processes feel like to students. Students give you data, you take it away, you process it, you publish a dashboard, maybe there's a generic "you said we did," but students were not involved in deciding what was asked, how comments were interpreted, or what trade-offs were made. And that matters for belonging because trust is part of belonging. Feeling like the institution listens and that your knowledge of studying here shapes decisions is a form of belonging too. Partnership does not have to mean building a giant committee structure. A more useful question is, at what points in your feedback cycle do students disappear from the process? They are present at the start as respondents. They are present at the end as recipients of decisions. The middle is where meaning is made, framing, interpretation, prioritization, and communication. A practical step is to map that middle. Where are the decisions actually made and who is in the room? Then choose one point where students can be involved earlier. For example, sense checking themes from free text or testing whether proposed actions match what students are actually saying. Let me shift to sector watch because there are two operational examples that fit this timing theme. First, Portsmouth changing assessment regulations, explicitly pointing to student feedback. The detail that matters is earlier referrals at the next available window through the year. Assessment rules often show up in comments as frustration with process. Staff sometimes hear that as complaining about rules, but the underlying issue is often time and uncertainty. If a student fails something or has mitigation and the next window is far away, they carry stress and admin burden for months. That affects engagement and well-being, and it can affect continuation. So reducing the time between problem and resolution is not just a policy tweak. It is an experience and retention intervention. The practical takeaway is about analysis. When you look at assessment comments, don't bundle everything into assessment is bad. Split it into categories you can act on, especially timing and process versus clarity of requirements and feedback. If you pull the wrong lever, students experience it as not listening. Second, Westminster's mid-module check-ins. Again, it is acting while teaching is still happening. In principle, that moves you from endpoint judgment to information you can use to improve the live experience. But there are two risks to manage. One, you create another disconnected feedback stream and staff experience it as just another survey. Two, you ask early and then you do not act quickly enough, which is worse than not asking because it teaches students that timely feedback changes nothing. So if you do mid-module feedback, make sure you have a stable question spine, a turnaround time that is genuinely quick, and a clear route for response at module level. Also, be clear about thresholds because a tiny response base can create noise and overreaction. Now, what does this mean when you get into the comments where the diagnostic value sits? When students talk about welcome, belonging, and settling in, I'd encourage you to sort comments into three practical types. First, clarity problems. I didn't know what to do. That is information and navigation, timetables, where to go, what matters this week, and what good looks like. Second, access problems. I couldn't attend. That is not a motivation issue. Those students need an alternative route into connection with options that work for commuters, carers, and anyone arriving late. Third, relationship problems. I don't feel known. This is often staff belonging. It shows up as approachability, seminar culture, whether questions are welcomed, and whether students feel comfortable asking for help early. This is where the partnership point comes back. If students are involved in interpretation, they will usually tell you which bucket you are actually dealing with and what action would be meaningful. From the outside, it all just looks like belonging. One thing to try this week, take whatever early semester feedback you have. If you don't have any, take last year's welcome comments and the first month of queries. Do a fast sorting exercise with the people who can act. Don't start with sentiment, start with action type. Make three columns. Column one, timing fixes, where something needs to happen earlier or with a shorter gap. Column two, clarity fixes, where students do not understand what to do or what the process is. Column three, relationship fixes, where students do not feel known or able to approach staff. Pick one item in each column and assign an owner and a two-week next step, not a strategy, a next step, a small pilot in a single module or program. Because the mistake is to try to solve belonging with a comms campaign or with a single big welcome program, rather than building a small set of repeatable touch points that catch students before they drift. That is it for this week. The full set of links and summaries is in Student Voice Weekly.